Blog Talk Radio.
One time, yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things the sun did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gonna body, this hood politics acknowledging. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I ducked, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cops shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. So everybody come on, little niggas is grown. Hood rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police station, street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about. Nigga, the time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut. That we take these bitches to war, lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. This time is now.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need, nigga. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, yo. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath, or one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand, they want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking them and slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secret is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab guns, I'm blasting, cause I'm a fool, nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you, niggas, what you call an infinite brawl, eternal souls clashing. World gets deep, some beef is everlasting. Complete with thick scars, brothers knifing each other up in prison. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would be killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working good plane. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me. When a man caught a sentence, diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. So now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I finally found, you need some soul searching, the time is now.
All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic, yeah. All I need is one mic, one mic. That's all I ever need in this world. Fuck cash, all I need is one mic, one mic. Fuck the cars, the jewelry.
Hello?
Sarah. Yeah, I'm here.
We're alive. Oh, we live. Okay. Hey, look at that. Wow, what an intro. All right, everybody, we are live. We are live once again. The show has gotten back together. Let me give y'all a little bit of insight on why we haven't been on the the air for the last 2 years. Number one reason is Ophelia and Cornell have held
lies.
For $2 million.
Lies.
So
they already lied. Don't believe.
Get on the radio. So that's why. But we are back. We are back live. I'm gonna give y'all a real intro in a second. But I thought I had to say that for the people, all our loyal listeners out there. You know, celebration. That's what I'm gonna call you.
Because I'm thinking it's Celia thing. You've been calling me Celia for 30 years, Tommy. When you gonna learn my name though? When you gonna learn my name though? Yeah, okay.
Celebration. So it is a celebration because we're back on the radio. Our counterpart, Cornell, is vacationing now in Europe. So as I said, he held out for that contract, and he got what he wanted. But let me give y'all a real intro. So here we go. Let me tell you the things we're going to talk about tonight. Live, once again, it's the Lauder Hill Legend Live on Speak On It. blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. Please make sure that you call in tonight. All you tune in online tonight, we're going to be talking about Money Mayweather versus McGregor. Mayweather, his tax bill being close to $22 million. We're going to talk a little bit about college football with Jimbo Fisher saying that the ACC is a premier conference. And we'll talk about the NBA building super teams and how Peyton Manning is now a comedian that needs to be at the Improv on Saturday night in Miami. Also, the last thing we want to talk about is make sure that everyone tunes in to this because it's the highlight of the show. Celebration will be going on. Going over the world of sports and entertainment, meaning who messes with who doing
messy,
who.
Messy. I got
who,
the mess.
Just all the mess that's going on. So I know it's been a year, but we do have to take a break. So we're going to take this break right now. We'll be right back, and we'll get started with the show tonight.
All right.
All right, y'all, we are back. Celebration, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, let me ask you something before we even get started. Let me get the woman's perspective. What you think about this Mayweather and McGregor fight?
I saw something really interesting today online about McGregor. They were asking him if he felt like he could beat Rocky III from the movie Rocky III. And he mentioned something about, oh, yeah, that's the one with the dancing monkeys. See, he made me mad right there. I was kind of feeling McGregor, but he made me mad with that little slick statement right there because I'm like, okay, so what you trying to say? There were no dancing monkeys. It wasn't a Wiz. It was real fighters, and they happened to be black males, and he called them dancing monkeys. I'm going to let y'all go online and see that for yourself.
Point. You bringing up a good point. Now, I mean,
I'm not feeling him now.
We ain't trying to get Black Lives Matter on here, but the facts are the facts.
You know.
Okay?
I feel a certain type of way. Now, because he said that.
No, Yeah. But I was going to get into that because his comment to Mayweather was dance, boy. Dance for me, boy. You know.
So it's a trend with him.
Yeah. Oh, well, you didn't know that? Yeah, that's what he said.
I didn't
know
that.
Dance for me, boy. Yeah, he said that.
See, now
I'm over
him.
Dance for me, boy.
I'm over him.
So
no,
that's been all over. I haven't heard him issue any kind of apology or explanation about it. Mayweather has downplayed it. I heard a few analysts say he's from another country. He's that, but I haven't heard him say anything yet. So we all know the undertones here with this fight.
Yeah.
But to get it to boxing, in terms of boxing, he will be outboxed. Y'all know that.
Yeah.
Okay, he would
sure.
definitely be outboxed in terms of boxing. You talking about a world champion? He's 40. Mayweather's 49 and up.
Yeah.
Versus the MMA fighter, he's been trained totally differently since he's been, you know, been a professional athlete. So
he's trained to kill.
In my opinion, it won't be.
It's not gonna be pretty.
I'm looking at it.
Nah.
It won't be pretty. So, you know, in terms of boxing, I personally think, in my opinion, Mayweather will win. That's just that. It really won't be close at all to me. I think what might happen, I think that McGregor might forget that he's in a boxing match and either kick or elbow Mayweather. I really believe that might end up happening. I really do.
I think he might end up getting disqualified and he ends up just winning by default, because when you're trained to fight MMA style, it's no holds barred. You do whatever you got to do, and when you're in the moment, you're coming out with moves that you fighting to win. I think you might end up getting disqualified.
Yeah, that's what I think that might happen. So, hello, do we have someone on the line?
This Bart the GM. First and foremost, how y'all doing tonight? Hey, first of all, with the whole boy comment, it don't bother me. I purposely go to white restaurants and call the waiter boy. I purposely go to hotels. I purposely go to hotels downtown.
What the hell is this, Uncle
on staycation?
Like, what?
I'm listening. Go ahead, man.
Me and my wife may take a staycation. I look for the white bellhop, and I said, "Look here, boy, grab my bag."
That's racist. That's racist.
In an effort not to get kicked off the air and to keep this at sports entertainment, we're going to keep it like that. Like I said, let's wait to hear what he said about the comment. Mayweather said that he wasn't offended by the comment, so I'm going to just leave it at that. Now, just remember one thing, ladies and gentlemen. The opinions that are expressed by the callers into this show are not those that are perspective of Speak On It Radio. Okay?
Disclaimer.
So let's just keep that in mind. So, caller, if that's what you want to say, caller, I'm cool with that. That's your opinion. He got his opinion.
Oh.
That's his opinion.
Okay.
If a caller McGregor to call out Mayweather and say, "Hey, I want to fight you with no boxing experience," and got $75 million for this fight, I'm going on record. Deontay Wilder, I want to fight you, homie. Wherever, Birmingham, Vegas, wherever you want to go, let's fight.
You with it, huh?
I don't even need 75. Hey, give me $500,000, I'm whooping your ass.
Oh!
Okay. All right. Well,
it's
hey,
going
man,
down.
Thank you for expressing yourself, man. I got a question for us. When we going to start talking about sports? No, I'm just playing. let me stop.
Y'all
got to
get into y'all sports. I'm going to listen. You know.
Yeah,
when
we gonna talk about sports? Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I'm ready to fight. I want to fight the champ.
With all that aside, I think Mayweather moving kind of switching speeds a little bit. I think Mayweather has a bigger fight on his hands, and that would be that tax bill that he has.
Hello.
Allegedly. Yeah. Now, you know the rumor mill kicked in the overdrive this week when the IRS came out that he owed X amount of dollars to the IRS from 2015, I believe it was. And
people don't care about their money,
though. Here's the thing. He loves to flash these checks, you know, on Instagram, but the checks never had taxes taken out of them. So You know, that's one thing, and you just look at all of this.
Hey,
and
I blame his financial
planner.
I blame his financial planner because ain't no way he's supposed to be taking home checks like that and not paying his taxes first. They messed him up. They stealing. You know what I'm saying? They stealing.
I don't want to blame the planner. I don't blame the planner as much as I blame him. I have to place the blame
right.
on him. Because
he just said, I'm going to pay it, but I'm going to pay it out of this fight.
When I feel like
it. I mean, I'm going to pay it when
yeah.
I feel like it. He
yeah.
can afford to pay it right now. He's just being a
right
butthole about it.
True.
Well,
he's getting fights with T.I. He needs to pay that tax. I'm going to have to blame.
Like I said, I'm going to place the blame on him because, see, sometimes you got to monitor yourself. You can't trust everybody
yeah.
else.
But
could you manage
that many millions of dollars, though, Tommy? Like, if you were
let me ask you a question, then. Since we're getting on finance, let me ask you a question. What's easier to manage, a large amount of money or a small amount of money? If you got a budget
what's
for the
better
money.
To manage? A large amount.
What's easier
what's
to
easier?
Manage? What do you think is easier to manage, a large amount of money or a small amount of money? Well, what's hard?
I think it's easier to manage a smaller amount of money. I do, just because
no.
I never really had to manage millions yet.
It's harder to budget a small amount of money. If I gave you $1,000, man, said that's all you got for the rest of this month to eat,
mm-hmm.
clothe yourself, find shelter, all of that, you're gonna be looking
yeah.
all over the place, right?
No,
so
I won't.
You got a large amount
I'm a
of
single
money,
mom.
Yes,
I'm gonna make it count. I'm gonna throw
no,
every penny
but,
out that grant.
That's my point. I'm not going to be looking for bread.
No.
That's my point. So it should be easier for him to manage that. He knows if he gets $100 million, he knows whatever tax bracket he is. What is it, 34%? Is it 40%? I don't know. It's close to half.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that at least almost half of that money needs to go to the IRS right off the rip. But see, now
so
they're going to be
being irresponsible.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're going to be waiting in the dressing room for him now. Seriously. They're going to be right there in the dressing room waiting. You know, then that's how I was, you know, like Red Fox. You know, Red Fox, they took the Mickey Mouse watch off his wrist.
They did Red Dirty. They
took
put
it off
his stuff
wrist.
All up in Ebony. Everybody got to see his stuff on the lawn. Like, why?
Exactly. So that's the thing with the tax bill. I don't play with the IRS. I don't think anybody else should. And that's it, you know. Don't play with the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
That can be our theme and our segue because, see, we got to pay some bills. Since we got to pay some bills. If we don't play with the IRS, we're going to go to a quick break, everybody. I'm getting text messages off the chain. All of y'all that's texting, please, just go on and call in and speak your mind on this instead of texting me the whole time. All right, we're going to go to a short break. We'll be right back. We'll be back live.
Let the
on
band
time.
Deal with you. Mm-hmm. In my age style. Old school. Uh-huh. Okay. Shut up, uh-huh, okay, what's up, shut up, uh-huh, okay, what's up, okay, shut up, uh-huh, okay, what's up, right around in my brand new 99 Volvo, Volvo, I got a pocket full of beans, smoking weed and ain't got no place to go, though, but all my boys and boys, they know, though, that's for sure, though,
I done
screw
the white jeans you're wearing,
hell nah, ho, you know they polo, I been used again, accused again, did it time been rolling top or something done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the best, took the season it was in. Hell, cause they feeling me for the understanding they reason being. Yeah, but I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, making plans for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my plans and shit. Shut up, uh-huh, okay, what's up? Shut up, uh-huh, okay, what's up?
Okay, what's the bad bitch?
head of your gun.
What's up with the keys to the truck?
Your old lady said she got bees in the gun.
What's up with the safe with the combo?
Open that shit, nigga, fuck all the convo.
Station, what's up with your Haitian?
Probably got birds in the safe house waiting.
What's up, where you scroll the D?
I ain't found shit but a quarter key.
Nigga, you better not be playing me. You gon' bleed to death, you understand me?
What's up?
You ready to go? You wanna try to get to the blue fofo?
What's up?
Fuck, nigga, say something. You go front, you ready to spray something.
Gunplay, how I got the stripes.
Two, four, three, turn out the lights.
Gunplay, how I got the stripes.
Two, four, three, turn out the lights.
Uh-huh, okay, what's up? Shut up.
Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
All right, we live and we back on the line again. Let's Speak On It, Blog Talk Radio. Speak On It slash, Speak On It slash, Speak On It 11. I'm sorry, boy, I'm a little rusty. It's been a while. All right, well, we back on, everybody. This is our segment when we try to talk about college football. I'm going to keep this one very short and sweet because I'm very, very passionate about the University of Miami Hurricanes, but we haven't really had them on the agenda as of yet. But number one, let me say this to all the Canes fans. Nikosi Perry is the man, the quarterback. He's the man. Just everybody, just remember that. Okay, but
where's
moving
he coming
right along,
out at, Tommy?
What'd you
where's
say?
Where's Nikosi Perry from?
Ocala, Vanguard High School.
All right.
175 pounds, and can move and can throw it. He got a cannon. Believe that, but. Like I said, he's not on the agenda for tonight. But let me say this. Let me say this much. Jimbo Fisher is talking about the ACC, said it is the premier conference in football. In my opinion, the premier conference in football, much to the chagrin of me, I should say, would have to be the SEC. Two of my best friends, one is an Alabama fan, the other one is a Florida fan. He played for Florida. You'll hear him on the show definitely before the summer is out, if not next week. But,
man,
they always talk about the SEC.
Alabama in the house.
The whole nine. And what'd you, huh? Excuse me. Lord have mercy.
I played in the SWAC. One school for the SWAC sent 217 players to the NFL.
I know I'm getting off topic, but what did that coach tell you on that recruiting visit? When your mom and dad told you to make sure you go see some classes, what the coach told you?
Oh, what did he say?
What did the coach say?
Oh, boy. If it weren't for football, you probably wouldn't be in college. Damn class.
Oh, Lord. Oh, glory.
See that?
But that's a SWAC rule. Don't nobody go to class in the SWAC.
No.
See that? See?
Don't do it.
Well, you know what? I know we're not supposed to give personal opinions on it, but I know where my son won't be going. Okay, well, anyway, back to what I was saying. Florida State, who, in my opinion, should have won the championship 2 years ago, Florida State coach Jimbo Fisher is stating that the ACC is the premier conference. He does have a he got a little bit of an argument here with Clemson in the championship. You know, he got a little bit of an argument because Miami should be a contender this year. So he has an argument, but again, you know, I'm sorry, I got to go with the SEC. Bama, Florida, even Auburn. Auburn should be back this year. The rest of those tough teams in the SEC, man, just play some real tough football. So just a thought of mine. Just moving right along with the show. We're glad to be back. Those of you that need to call in or see us online, or again, remember, it's blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11.
Yeah.
Are we getting any feedback? Anybody hearing any feedback? Or somebody's in the background? Or is some,
it's somebody in the background.
Okay. Yeah. Man. Okay.
That's your boy that's calling people boy. That's him.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. I think we're good now. We good now.
Yeah.
Okay.
The boy that's calling people boy.
I said that's your boy. Your boy.
TV.
No,
somebody
on.
Watching TV. You some boy.
Yeah,
boy, I can't wait to Cornell. Boy, I can't wait to Cornell. Get
that's
back
our friend.
Here.
That's our
all
friend.
All right. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, man.
all right. Well, at this time, I'm going to have to turn it over to Celebration and let her talk about all the nonsense. Now, listen, before you get into it, I got something to say. Did you hear about Lala? Lala and Ludacris, did you hear about that?
I saw Lala on a boat in Greece today looking like a snack. She looks great ever since she and Mello broke up, but I don't know anything about her and Ludacris. Ludacris is married.
Oh,
you
might want to Google that.
So that's there's some interesting liaisons going on between Lala and Ludacris?
Not necessarily. You just got to kind of Google it. I don't want to give it up here on the show because I want to keep this show sane. I want to keep it. I want to keep it a family show.
Yes,
so
we're going to keep it above board.
That was messing with Tommy and Sean.
There's no
machinations
going on. We're going to leave Lala out of there. We're going to leave Lala alone. That's my girl. Don't do her like that. She's doing okay.
She's winning right now.
Some of Honey Nut Cheerio Lala.
Yeah, man. She's beautiful, and I give women respect. You know what I'm saying? I much respect, dude. She's a beautiful woman. Carmelo, he tried it. Everybody's heard the story. You know, he wasn't happy at home.
He tried it. Kevin Garnett tried it. Ghost home tried it. Ghost driver tried it.
He tried it.
Well, maybe.
So Lala
maybe,
is like standing her ground.
Carmelo will start playing basketball now. Because back to the point for a minute, Melo has not really been relevant, in my opinion, in the last 5 or 6 years. Melo has not
Carmelo.
Melo has not been relevant in 5 years, 5, 6 years.
It's been about LeBron.
He cannot carry a team. Don't get me started on LeBron. Well, you know what? No, LeBron, I got a little more respect for LeBron. I really do. I got a whole lot more respect for LeBron. Because, you know, he went through the thing. And, again, I don't need y'all to go off on the deep end. But he went through the issue with the painting on the graffiti on the side of his house. He went through that. And he went right out there and played probably one of the best finals performances I've seen since Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan.
He played hard.
I mean,
he did a really good job. Yeah, he did.
He played on the same team with his stepdaddy.
He averaged a triple double. So that in itself is a hell of an accomplishment. And I got way more. I know when I last came on this show, LeBron wasn't the favorite player of mine, but Cornell and I have been talking about this. And I must say, LeBron has my utmost respect on the court.
He plays ball.
You know, he comes.
I heard you throw him under the bus though, talking about playing against his stepdaddy. You wrong for that. I heard that.
No, I said he played with his stepdaddy.
A man changes.
He played with his. Oh God.
A man changes. You know, y'all wanted to get all Black Lives Matter, so Malcolm X changed. Everybody changes. A man changes. So I had to change my opinion on LeBron. He came to play. I mean,
today. He did an awesome job.
Did the rest of the team show up? No, they didn't show up.
You couldn't get past that curry sauce. You couldn't get past the curry. And do it. It was awful.
It's very hard. It's very hard to beat them.
Yeah.
With Durant, you know, it's very hard to beat them with Durant. And Kyrie Irving is such a great player, but something about him, I just don't see it in the end with him. I don't see the, I don't see that instinct to win in the end. I just don't. And you know, everybody had to have that sidekick. Jordan had Pippen. You know, Magic had Worthy. Everybody, you got to have that sidekick. Hell, Greg Gifford had Bobby Johnson. You got to have a sidekick.
Oh, no, he didn't.
You got to have a sidekick. Every level. You got to have a sidekick.
That's a St. Thomas Aquinas reference class of 1990.
You got to have I can't talk basketball without talking Gifford.
Rick Flair had R. Anderson.
What'd you say?
I said Rick Flair had R. Anderson.
Man, go ahead on, Rick Flair. But like I said, man, everybody got to have something about wrestling.
St. Thomas had Nova players.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Listen,
St. Thomas players. No,
man,
that.
Don't nobody want no
anybody,
players from Nova.
They wasn't going nowhere else.
Don't nobody want no players from Nova. You know what?
Nah.
Let me stop getting off track. Like I was saying, in basketball, everybody got to have that one. You need that one
dynamic duo.
You got to have that. That was Wade for LeBron. You know, Wade was that was a dynamic duo. It wasn't a big three. To me, it was a dynamic duo. I've always said that. You know,
yeah.
But again, that goes down to opinion. All right. Well, at this time, we want to give some highlights to some of the businesses and some of the some friends of ours, acquaintances, or whomever that have businesses.
Friends of the show
in the Broward County. In the Broward County Dade or Palm Beach area. So I'm going to start this off in celebration. You can come right behind me. We'll go back and forth instead of going to break. That's what we'll do. We'll
hold on. I can't shout out no businesses in the Broward Dade area.
I'm afraid to let you do it, sir. I'm afraid. I'm scared.
I'm going to keep it G-rated.
Go on to start off because we got 2 minutes for this instead of going to break. That's what we're going to do. So go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. For all you people that got a Roku device, check out my channel.
Check out what?
Also check out my website, brianashleyauthor.com. I wrote 6 children books. Please purchase a copy.
So he write books too, and then you want to fight
awesome.
People at the hotel. All right.
Call it. All right.
I'm your modern day Renaissance man.
The modern day Renaissance man. All right.
I love it.
The one I always highlight is make sure you go see Bio the Bug Man. Please don't be ashamed if you got bugs. It's better to take care of your problem than to sit there and act like you don't have one. So make sure you go see Bob Bug Man. Look him up for all of your pest control needs and services in the Broward and Palm Beach area. Again, that's Bio, B-A-Y-O, the Bug Man. You can look him up on Google, on Facebook, everywhere else. Also, for all the fishermen out there, everyone that likes to go fishing, we got a new bait and tackle store right there in the neighborhood on 27th and Broward. It's called Big Mouth Bait and Tackle. The owner is Jeffrey Eubank. I know him personally. He's a good guy. And those of you that like to fish for peacock bass, he got the best shiners in town. And I mean that. He got number one shiners in town. So that's Jeffrey Eubank. Make sure you go see Big Mouth Bait and Tackle. Celebrations. Anybody else?
Well, I'm just going to give myself, a gratuitous plug. Check me out at celebration.com. It is spelled CELLIBRATION. I got videos on YouTube, blogs, pictures, events, you name it. You'll see it, everything that's popping in South Florida. If I'm not there, it's not interesting enough to be mentioned. So you make sure you go check it out. Check me out on celebration.com. I also want to shout out Blue Sage Echo Boutique, all of your natural needs, soy wax candles, lotions, butters, balms. Girls, you want to smell good, look good, have that nice curly locks going on with your natural hair, check out Blue Sage Echo Boutique. And, of course, Broward Health Systems. And we're going to be doing some fairs this year coming up. We're going to be doing some sickle cell testing for Caribbean, for our Caribbean massive. So make sure you listen in and find out the dates in which we'll be doing those testing.
Blood.
Come find out about the sickle cell them you might have in your system.
And one last one before we get back into the show. One last one. Everybody, I was contacted by this a page on Facebook. I don't know how, but go check out the Ghosts of Broward County Football. It's on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's a page on Facebook. Check
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's why you featured, Tommy.
Yeah. I wasn't featured on there.
You were.
Nah,
you were
they,
on there.
Well, there were a
you
few
were.
People
they
on
there,
that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I was in the article. My name was in the article. Yeah, with Cameron Davis. So make sure you go check that out. They featured Cameron Davis, Twan Russell, Autry Denson, Khalid Abdullah.
That's right.
I think they just
over
did,
in the
they
house.
Just, yeah, they
you still
just
shout out Nova over here. Come on, man.
Yeah, well, that's the bit. They got to hold on to that because that's the greatest player Nova's ever had. So they just featured Martavius Houston from Boyd Anderson, and also I believe who else did I say? Twan Russell. Twan
mm-hmm.
was featured on there, and it was someone else. I just can't. It escapes me now, but it's a pretty good page to look at. So if you're interested in old school high school football and what these guys are doing now. All right. Anyway, back to the show. Again, we live on Speak On It Radio at blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. Again, I am your host, the Lotta Hill Legend here, and we are back after a 2-year hiatus because of Mr. Cornell, who is still spending all his contract money over in Europe. He's on a cruise in Europe.
He's on tour. So.
Yeah,
he's
going to
be doing the show remote live next week.
Well, he can afford it. I mean, he got all his money.
I'm guessing. He got all the money.
He got more than me. I'm sure he got more
than
me.
All 40 million of it. All right. So we're going to do entertainment. Right. We're going to talk about some entertainment right now.
Yeah, I'm going to toss it over to you. I'm going to sit back and be quiet. I'm going to let you have it. Go on, let me hear about your entertainment.
Okay, well, first of all, we must pay reference to Kid Fresh Ice died today. That is Chris Wong of 2 Live Crew. Fresh Ice was a founding member of the 2 Live Crew group and a pioneer for Asian rappers. Did you know he was like the first Asian rapper, Chinese Jamaican? So he helped form 2 Live Crew. He worked with DJ Mr. Mix and Amazing V back in 84 and hooked up with Luke. They, of course, were noted for getting the whole First Amendment laws rediscussed because they were the first people, the first group to have a record deemed obscene. So there are many reasons why Luther Campbell and the 2 Live Crew and Chris were considered legends, and we just want to pay homage to him. Enough respect to Chris. He died today at age 53. Now, you mentioned Tommy, Carmelo, and Lala situation. We all know that they are up for divorce. You did mention something about her and Ludacris. I don't know about that story just yet, but I do want to check that out, and we can revisit that next week. The big story this week, of course, is our favorite dynamic duo, Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian.
Lord.
I had to do it. I just had to do it because it's really sad. First of all, everybody knows this ridiculous story. It starts back to where Blac Chyna was with Tyga. They broke up because of the little girl Kardashian. What's her name? Kylie. Kylie went and had about 50 surgeries to look like Blac Chyna. And then China ends up going with Rob. So, long story short, cut to the chase. Black China is just like, it blows my mind, her behavior. They're not together, so she ends up sending him all these text messages and videos of her being with other men in the house that he pays for. He's purchased her 5 luxury vehicles, just sent her $250,000 worth of jewelry. She's sending him videos of her sleeping with other men. It blows up real big last week. Media takeout yesterday, they said that this was all a publicity stunt. Of course, because they're getting ready to start filming a new show about their dysfunctional relationship and, of course, their beautiful baby named Dream. So, like I said, it's pretty, pretty shady. But that's what these people like out here. They love to see that drama. Well, what you guys got? What do you think about this Rob Kardashian thing? Somebody said they wanted to talk about relationships. Do you feel like even if you're not with a woman, but you're providing for her, that it's okay for her to have other men in the house?
First of all, they're both trash. Both of them are trash.
They're both trash. Okay, that with
they're both trash.
All right. But even, okay, people that you know, you have friends, and your friends have situations. Your friends aren't trash. Sometimes they have relationships with other people. Do you feel that if a man is taking care of his baby's mother and they're not together, you think it's inappropriate for them to have or for the lady to have another man in the house where someone else is paying bills?
Oh, yeah, it is, because by him taking care of her, he owns her. That's his property.
He
better not do anything to disrespect her. Yeah.
He owns her?
He owns her.
Like, chattel?
That's his property. So, therefore,
property.
He better not do anything, or she better not do anything to disrespect him.
Come on, God. Wait, who's talking? Who's speaking right now? Because we're not in the same studio. We're in different locations. Who's saying this? Is that Rod? Is that you?
John Doe.
Who's that? That's John Doe. John Doe, did you come in on the call? You came in on the call, John Doe?
Class of 1996, St. Thomas Aquinas.
Oh, how are you? How are you, sir?
Boy, don't you
nice
tell them lies
you.
Like that, boy. Who that,
he
who,
lying.
Who that is lying like that? Who is that?
John Doe, class of 96. Man, we were so deep up in fam, we didn't even know what was going on. Well, I didn't know what was going on at St. Thomas in 96. So, anyways, you say that he owns her? Even non-trashy people, John Doe, right? Is that what we're saying?
Oh boy! First of all, he a sucker for giving her all them gifts anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They both deserve what they got.
Okay.
Whatever she did to him, he deserved it, and what he's doing to her, she deserves it. They're made for each other.
They're made. It's a match made in Hollywood. Well, I don't know, folks. It sounds pretty sad to me. I wouldn't want to live a life like that. But that's all I got for entertainment tonight. Of course, we want to again wish rest in peace to Chris from Two Live Crew. And if you have any questions or you'd like us to talk about something,
question.
Let us know. What's the question?
I have a question about Lala.
We back on Lala. We back on Honey Nut Cheerios.
But they said Carmelo cheated on her, correct?
Yeah, that's what they said with a young nursing student. He met her at a strip club. She was a stripper.
But my thing is when she does a sex scene in a TV show, and the dude's sucking all on her breasts and everything like that, ain't that considered cheating?
No, that's considered
to
acting. That's considered acting. All right, so when Carmelo's playing basketball. And somebody, you know, grabs his nuts or grabs his butt, is that considered still him playing basketball? Like, it's part of the game. It's part of her job. It doesn't mean that she likes it. It just means it's part of the job.
Could he have been acting with the nursing student?
Is it an, does it give him a pass because she kisses somebody on set? Well, the only reason why I feel this way is because I am related to actors, actresses. I understand what it's like on set, and it's really not sexy. It's nothing hot about that. It's not the same thing. It's not really intimate at all. It's work.
Well,
you're doing
a
scene.
I was a I was a stand-in for Billy Bob Thornton on the set of Monsters Ball. And, like, that scene
where Halle Berry. You did?
Yeah. I mean,
what was it like?
Yeah, that wasn't that.
Did you like it? You wish. No, man. I really think women and men have different superpowers. Women can separate themselves, I feel. I don't feel like they can, you know, if she's acting, if that's her job and she's thinking about playing another character, she's not taking it like this is somebody new I'm going to start messing with. Now, him going to the strip club and then him getting lured out of the strip club by a stripper and then having an ongoing relationship with her and her getting pregnant and him paying her, man, come on. That's two different things. So, seems like we have some differences of opinion here about male and female relationships. I do think we need to talk about this next time.
Let me chime in on this whole. We still talking about Black China and Rob, right?
Well, we kind of shifted, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me talk about this here for a second with those two. See, you got to understand, in everything that you do, somebody will show you their hand. Okay? Mm-hmm. Your hand will be shown. Anybody that likes to play cards, what happened at the end of the card game? The hand gets shown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, before the hand gets shown in a card game, people give you precursors or they give you an idea of what you might have. Now, in the case with her and him, she gave him plenty of symptoms of what he had. But see, what he tried to do was try to change her from what she really was or what her true intentions were. Now, listen, I don't knock nobody hustle. So, see, that ain't none of my business no way. But when a woman bases the, or anybody, I should say, bases a relationship on money, and you have to constantly spend money on this person in order to keep them happy, well, what happens when the money runs out?
She's gone.
When they meet somebody with more money. See,
she's gone.
So for him to act up and spaz out like that and act a fool like that on social media, and he just made himself look like a fool, and that's just my biggest opinion. He's the loser in that, not her.
He's been the loser since the very beginning. And the tipping point for him was that one of the guys that she sent him a video of, he started trying to extort money out of him. Because he started to text him and say, if you don't, you know, hook it up for me or send me this amount of money. And he's one of these young rapper guys. I can't think of his name. If somebody knows his name, you can, you know, put the name in the comment section. But at any rate, he's a really good-looking guy from Chicago. And he started hitting Rob up, telling him he needed money and that if he didn't help him get a show, he was going to expose, you know, all of what they've been doing. As far as what he's been doing with Black China, what Black China has been doing with other men in that house. So that was Rob's tipping point. He couldn't take it anymore after that, and then he went on a tirade. Now, what we didn't talk about is the fact that the Kardashian family had Black China sign a non-disclosure where she was not to talk about the Kardashian family and she was not to discuss any of their private life. And that's what she was doing. She's in violation of that. So they're saying today also that she may be facing some jail time because she reneged on the contract that she had, her non-disclosure contract. So that's a big old mess with them. They got issues.
Yeah, it sounds like a big old mess. But hey, you know what? It's what they signed up for, and it's the life they chose. You know, so that's all I can really say on that is this is the life that they chose. That's it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's really all I can say. Well, as we wind down for the last 10 minutes, since we're talking about entertainment, I want to send a major shout out to LL Cool J. I don't know if you all know, but if you do know, Maya Campbell. Is that the way you pronounce her name?
It's Maya.
Spelled out there. Is it Maya?
Maya
it is Maya.
Yeah.
But we can make some names, can't we? All right.
Yes,
her,
you can.
Her name is Maya. Maya Campbell was one of the stars of the hit show In the House back in the 90s? Was that 2000?
The 90s. That was in the late 90s, early 2000s, yeah.
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s, of which LL Cool J was on the show. The show was pretty popular. I never really watched it. I thought it was a gimmick, personally. I had already seen Different Strokes, so that's all that was to me. But what you talking about, Willa? So, but,
right.
But, you know, the show was very, very popular, and she was one of the child stars on the show, and she did a very good job on the show. But, of course, after the show ended, at least I don't remember seeing her anywhere. Now, maybe she was somewhere else. I don't know. But
she did a couple B-movies, but no big success. Yeah, she didn't have a big career.
Okay, yeah. Well, she resurfaced with, I can't even think of her name right now. I mean, I know her name. I can't pronounce it. Azalea.
That fixed my life, lady.
Azalea Banks.
There you go.
Oh, and Yanla Van Zandt.
There you go, Van Zandt. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. You know, the lady that
always...
The lady
who got cooked up by DMX.
Yeah, always fixing somebody. But everybody come on the show.
Yeah,
I ain't trying to be funny, but they come on the show, they end up worse.
Yeah, the divorce lady, they try to fix everybody else's life.
Yeah, so she resurfaced there with her daughter. Her daughter was like 12 at the time. The father has custody. Due to her drug abuse, alcohol abuse, and bipolar disorder. She's diagnosed as having bipolar disorder. So you're dealing with somebody that has a mental illness. Well, not too long ago in the great city of Atlanta, a rap artist by the name of T. Hood records her at a gas station in Redan asking for drugs or whatever while she was pumping his gas. She looked very disheveled. She was scantily clad, and she was
looked like she was missing a tooth.
You know what?
She was.
You know that missing a tooth thing is big for me, because if you're missing a tooth out your mouth, I can't listen to nothing you saying. I can't. Nothing you can say. There ain't nothing coming out your mouth. You can be Barack Obama, and if
you got a whole tooth missing out your head,
ain't nothing coming out your mouth. I can't believe nothing coming out your mouth. Nothing. So she was missing the tooth.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry to make light on her situation. She was missing the tooth. She looked very bad. LL Cool J, he reached out to her. And then I saw a video today where she told LL, "Don't you worry, I don't need your help." So, you know, there it is.
She's tripping. So, she's really bad on drugs. LL is in a position to really do something that is significant. She's also the daughter. Now, she didn't just pop into Hollywood out of nowhere. She comes from someplace. Her mother, Bebe Moore Campbell, is an author, too. She also has written several books, and she passed away, which is what caused her spiral out of control. When her mom died, that was like her anchor, and she didn't have that support. And so with her bipolar disorder and her dabbling around in drugs, she just spiraled from that point on. LL's in a position to really do something to help her and people like her. And she's missing the boat because she's sick. You got to keep that in mind. She's not well. It's not just drugs. She's mentally ill, and the drugs are making it worse.
Well, here's my thing. Number one, somebody need to get her out of Atlanta. That's the first thing. And you know, as I'm speaking about, I'm looking at it. There's a video here that's stating that she has been admitted into a mental health facility. So
I think
now,
with all the attention lately, somebody probably got a hold of her. But this wasn't the first time that she popped out on the scene doing bad on drugs. She was caught out in L.A. doing some similar stuff a couple of years ago. So this isn't new for her. This is like a repetitive thing for her until she gets some real treatment and stays and really has, you know, coaches and really works on her sobriety and her mental health issues. She's going to keep falling back into that cycle.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, again, we want to send a shout-out to LL. I want to send one to T. Hood, too. I don't think anybody going to be buying too many T. Hood records. So,
He tried to redeem himself, but the damage was done,
Yeah, damage done, buddy. That was a bad move on your part. And the last shout out to Maia Campbell. Hopefully she get herself straight.
It will soon, Mama. Yeah.
Yeah. In In closing, for tonight, we just want to just thank everybody for listening, and thank you for being loyal listeners. I was saving this for the whole show. We had over 60,000 listens in the 2 years that we haven't even been on the air. That means that 60,000 times somebody was listening to a show that was probably
somewhere
2 or 3 years old, because we had one show that's still on Google now. If you go into Google and you type in Speak On It Radio, I think that's the one about athletes being the new lottery. That one itself was one of our biggest. So we back on the air. We're glad we got some loyal listeners. We're going to spice up the show. Tonight was basically like a pilot show, a trial run, because after 2 years, nobody
was. It was rusty.
Yeah, a little rusty, but. But we back. Mm-hmm. We back on next Thursday. I'll be doing the show from Key West. I'll be going on a big fishing trip. I can't wait. But I will be doing.
I need some snappers. I need a snapper, a couple groupers.
You know what?
Yeah, for real.
You want me to clean it too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, put it in some aluminum foil. Don't put it in no Ziploc bag. I want aluminum foil, okay?
But they say aluminum foil now is not good for you, though. They had something on CNN.
That's
now, all these years, we've been putting stuff in aluminum foil.
Everybody in my family use aluminum foil. I'm trying to listen to these people, and everybody in my family do just fine with aluminum foil. Yeah. So put my three snapples with the head cut off.
Well, let me tell you something. I never had it any other way, so I'm going to continue to do so. But, I got you. I'm going to bring you back three grunts. That's what I give you. You're going to have three grunts.
I want a grunt. Man. All right, then. Mm-hmm.
So you can tune in to us on every Thursday night at 9 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. Make sure you tune in. Thank you again tuning in. Everybody have a good night. Peace.
Peace out, y'all.
One time. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl, and one crib, one God to show me how to do things the sun did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gonna body, this hood politics acknowledge it. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cop shot again. Bust stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. So everybody come on, little niggas is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, the street sweepers and coppers. Sick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga, the time is now. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never gets shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs.